Morning, this past week, Daf Maseches Erevin, in the ninth Perek, Daf Tzadik Gimel. We're going to focus on the first piece of Gemara on Tzadik Gimel on the base. The Gemara starts with the three last words in the Gemara on Tzadik Gimel on the Aleph. Omer Rav Chisda, Gidul Chamisha Umechitz Chamisha Im Mitzdarfen. That we find, as far as a mechitz is concerned, creating a mechitz, so there are two types of mechitz. There's Gidul and mechitz. Mechitz we're familiar with, if you have an area, a flat piece of ground, and you have a partition, so the level of the ground on the two sides of the partition is the same, and you have this partition, right? So this mechitza acts as the separation. Gidud, on the other hand, refers to like if you have a ditch, right? And the mechitza, let's say if you dig a ditch and it's 10 tefachim deep, right? So that mechitza over there would be referred to as gidud. Now, the Gemara talks about if you could be mitzdar for two things. We know that the mechitza has to be 10 tefachim high. So let's say you have a situation where you have gidud chamisha and mechitza chamisha. Rashi explains the case. If you look at Rashi on top, Rashi says gidud chamisha. Chotze shekaka iso govoya chamisha tefachim. V'haisifa lo isay goiva mechitza he. You have a split level. Over here, this chotzer is on a lower ground level than the other chotzer over here. There's a 5 tefachim difference, right, between the two. Now, that difference would be considered gidud. This is gidud, right, the fact that they're on two different levels. Now, if this gidud would have been 10 tefachim high, if there would have been two levels and the difference would be 10 tefachim, so that definitely would constitute a separation, and in din it's considered a mechitza. What we're discussing over here is that it's only five tefachim height. The second chotzer is 5 tefachim above the first chotzer, so it's only 5 tefachim. So that definitely won't give it a din of a mechitza. You need 10 tefachim. So they built a partition on top, mechitza 5 tefachim. So you have a total of 10 tefachim. The question is whether that's in its tariff to constitute a mechitza. See, that's what actually means on the top, right? Chotzer shekaka iso gavoya chamisha tefachim. You have a chotzer that the ground level is 5 tefachim above the lower area, lower ground. V'yisifa lo isay goiva mechitza hei. And they added on to that goiva, to that higher level, a mechitza 5 tefachim. And on that, the Gemara says Rav Chisda holds Gidul Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha Ein Mitzdarfen. It's not Mitzdarf. This is not going to constitute a Mechitza. Whatever a Mechitza will cause, you won't have that din over here. The benefits, the disadvantages of whatever it would make, it's not considered a Mechitza. Ad Shehebo Yekuli Begidda Yekuli Bemechitza. That the mechitza has to be made up of either kulay begidud, all gidud, which in this over here, which would mean that if the, like we mentioned before, if the two levels of these two chatzeres, one is 10 tefachim higher, that would be kulay gidud or kulay mechitza. So this memra, and we'll see at this point of the Gemara, being that the Gemara understands at this point that it's not considered a mechitza at all. So what's the halacha that Rav Chisda is saying over here? It's not mitztarif. That's right. Being that these are two different kind of mechitzas, they're not compatible. They're not mitztarif. They don't come together. So you have two half mechitzas. That's what you have. But they don't come together to create one total mechitza. Now, before we go to the Gemara a little bit further, This Gemara, you have to go through slowly because it's a little. You have to hold on to the cheshbon of the Gemara. But I just want to remind us ourselves of some of the fundamental halachas that the Brayis over here deals with, things that we had in the past, but just to bring it up to remind us that things will go smoother this way. If you have a two chatzeres, that's on the same level, right? Two chatzeres. So the halachas, as far as when these two chatzeres, if they want to make an eruv, so there's two options, right? They can make. There's a discussion of making an eruv in one's own chatzer, which means that since there are a number of vatim in each chatzer, so in order to carry from the bais into the chatzer, you'll need an eruv to be ma'arev that chatzer together. Right? That would be talking about making an eruv in the chatzer itself, by itself. And there's another option, depending on the conditions, that you can ma'arev two chatzeres together, and that would allow us to carry from the batim from this chatzer into that chatzer. Now, we saw before in the Mishnah, talk about that if there's a mechitza, separation between the two chatzeres, so then the halacha is ma'arv n'shnayim ve'im ma'arv n'echot. That each chatzer has to be ma'arv, can only be ma'arv by itself. It can't join with the next chatzer, being that you have a mechitza, a separation between the two chatzeres. On the other hand, if you don't have a mechitza, if it's open, the two chatzeres, then the din is ma'arvin echad ve'im ma'arvin shnai, that if one opens into the other, it's considered that it's parutz. So then the halacha is, we view it as one big chatzer, just like one chatzer, you can't just be ma'arv half a chatzer. So that's why the halacha in this case situation would be ma'arvin echad ve'im ma'arvin shnai. If there's no... Then we have another halacha, which is the din of a Pesach. Pesach, if you have a Pesach between the two chatzeres, that we saw before, that the Pesach could function as a mechitza, and it also could function as something to join the two chatzeres. And that's why in this situation, if you have a Pesach between the two chatzeres, then you have a choice, ma'arvin echad or ma'arvin shnayim. Now we could view the Pesach as a mechitza. Pesach has a din of a mechitza, and that would allow each chotzer to be ma'arav by itself. And the fact that it didn't join in the other chotzer doesn't bother me because I could view that chotzer as a separate entity. And if you want, you could be ma'arav them together, being that they are joined by a Pesach. You have that option also. Now, like we've seen in the past, that the din of a Pesach has certain conditions. A Pesach is only if the opening is up till 10 amos. More than 10 amos, right? It doesn't have a din. It has a din of a pirzah, right? Even though it might, you know, that side might be partially closed off, but if the opening area is more than 10 amos, it's called a pirzah, it's not considered a Pesach, and then it will have the din as if the two chatzeres are not divided at all, right? And the halacha will be ma'av nefay be'im ma'av n'shnayim. Another halacha that we saw was that even if the opening between the two chatzeres is within 10 amos, but we have to have gifufim, right? In order for us to look at as a Pesach, which means that some kind of side posts. If it's parutz b'miluay, that let's say the chatzer itself is a narrow chatzer. So the chatzer itself, totally, the total width of the chatzer is 8 amos, right? But one chatzer opens straight into the other chatzer. So even though this is 8 amos, and 8 amos could be, in other situations, could be viewed that width, it could be viewed as a Pesach, but that's only if you have this gifufim from these side points over here, since it's porous bimiluoy, since it goes straight in one to the other. So then also that wouldn't have a din of a Pesach. Right? Pesach needs to have the side posts. So you need to have these side posts over here, and it has to be that within the opening is up to 10 amos. Okay, these are the things that we've seen before.
Again, if you don't have the proofing, then what?
That's called porous bimilui.
Even if it's less than 10 instead.
Right. Yeah. And it's not considered a Pesach.
The proofing make a hacker. It's a hacker.
Well, but it's making a Pesach. That's part of the Tzuras Pesach, right? Right.
Yeah.
Without that, it doesn't have the conditions of a Pesach. It's considered a Pirtzim. Now, the mission that we had before, right, talks about a chotzer gedoyle and a chotzer ktana. That if you have, a wider chotzer, which opens into a narrower chotzer, right? So this is a situation where the two things could be split. That from the side of the larger chotzer, since it has the gifufim over here, so it could be considered a Pesach for him. But for the narrower chotzer, it's poros b'miluy, so it wouldn't be considered a Pesach for him. Okay, so this is just some background over here in order to be able to follow the flow of the Gemara. Okay, so let's hear again where we are. We're holding right now that Rav Chisda told us halacha that gidl chamish mechitz chamish is eimet starfen. Eimet starfen, simply the understanding of the Gemara now definitely is eimet starfen, that it's not mesarfel, it's not compatible, these two kind of things. So you have two halves of mechitzes, which means nothing, which means there's no mechitz over here. That Gemara asks the question like this: Meisvei, Meisvei, fet Gemara kasha from a Braisa. The Braisa says as follows: Shtei chetzeres zu lemal mizu. If you have two chetzeres on two different levels, ve'olyona gavim natachton esar tefachim, and the top one is 10 tefachim higher. That would mean it's gidur asar. Right? You have a full shear of gidur, right, which would constitute a mechitza. Or else the Braisa says that even if you don't have a full 10 tefachim of gidd, but if you have 5 tefachim gidd, 5 of mechitza, the same halacha will apply. Ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad. These two chetzeres, they have to be ma'arv shnayim, each one individually, by itself. They can't join together. Why? Because there's a mechitza which is separating them. So right over here, right, if we're following what the question the Gemara is asking, that Rav Chisda told us that Gidin and Mechitza are not mitzdarf, right? They're not going to join together to make a Mechitza. And this Braisa, what we just saw right over here, says that it does. Right? That's the Braisa just told us. That whether the first case of the Braisa is that the Gidin is a full 10 tefachim, that's a Mechitza. And the Braisa continues and says that the same thing applies if it's Gidat Chamisha and Mechitza Chamisha also, it's considered a Mechitza. And that's why the Loch is Ma'avan Shnai Ve Ma'avan Echad. According to Rav Chisda, that he says that they're not Mitzdarev. They're not Mitzdarev, so you don't have a Mechitza. If you don't have a Mechitza, it's a shame. So one is considered open to the next. So the Loch will be just the opposite. Ma'avan Echad Ve Ma'avan Shnai. Right, so you see from this bias over here that the bias seems to be saying that it's the emetz darif, and you have a mechitza between the two chatzeres, which are separating the two mechitzas, and that's why the halacha is ma'avin shnayim ve'im ma'avin echad. Each one has to make the erev individually, and they can't join with the next. So this is where the Gemara's kasha is, but the bias continues. Let's see the full bias. One more case, pochos mikan. The bias says,
"Wait, I'm sorry." Ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad means that they have to both make separate. So that fits in with what
that means. No, it works.
If they have to, you know, what's making them do separate? There's only because there's a mechitza in between, right? If there wasn't considered there's a separation in between, so then we look at them as one chotzer. So they would only help if they ma'arv echad ve'ein ma'arvin shnayim. So from the fact that the halacha is that they have to be ma'arv separate.
Have to be separate.
So that tells us that partition in between is a mechitza or not a mechitza.
And then it is.
It is. Oh, it is. Now, it is only if the two halves are mistarif. 5 and 5, if it becomes mechitza, that tells us that it was mistarif and it has the, right? Yeah. It's considered a mechitza.
But, on the other hand, they can't be mistarif echad So which shows that it's not a...
Well, that's what it is. Man. That's the halacha. The halacha of a mechitza. If you have a simple, a proper mechitza between two chatzeris, the halacha is that divides them,
yeah.
And therefore they're not related to each other. They can't join up,
like you said,
right? And they can only might be ma'ariv amongst themselves. Now the basic giving is pachos mikan, that if it's less than a total of 10 tefachim, you have 9 tefachim of gidud. Let's say in the first case. Or between the gidud and the mechitza, it doesn't make up a 10 tefachim. Taloch is ma'avin echav ve'ma'avin shnayim. The Braisa says that if the total height of your mechitza is less than 10 tefachim, so Shain said that doesn't constitute a mechitza. So as far as we're concerned, one's open to the next. If one's open to the next, then taloch is that they have to be ma'arev together. They can't be ma'arev separate, right? Because being that one opens into the other, we view it as one chatzar. A chatzah, you can't be ma'arev, only half a chatzah. That's the Braisa says over here. So as we mentioned before, so the meisvei, the more they're asking, the kasha is that you see from the first part of the Braisa. The Braisa, first part of the Braisa says that if you have gid chamisha, mechitza chamisha, ma'arven shtayim ve'em ma'arven echad, you see that it's functioning like a mechitza. It has the same din as the gid asar. That's the more kasha. On that empathy more, Omar Rovu. Gives on the side. Moider afchiz betachtoina, hoyel v'roye pnei asara. So now the Gemara has a shift. Zok the Gemara that we thought until now that Rav Huna was saying that they're not mitzdarev, they're not compatible, they don't come together, and you don't have any mechitz at all, not from any side over here, for neither of the sides. And that Rava says no. Moider afchiz betachtoina. That Rav Chizda agrees that concerning the tachtoina, the lower chatzah, that it's considered a mechitza. It's considered a mechitza for the lower chatzah. Why? What's the difference? Hoil v'roye pnei asoro. Since the lower level, when he's looking, so he sees a separation of 10. The first 5 is this piece of high level ground, and then the mechitza which is built on top of that. So then now that means like this. I mean the Gemara is being choizer, right? That Rav Chizda didn't mean to say that it's not mitzaref, right? That's not the problem, right? Because if it's not compatible, then it's not going to work out. You can't split it, right? So the Gemara is understanding Rav Chizda now in a different way, right? That it's not so much that it's that they can't not compatible. It's a different issue, that whether it's roya pnei asara, whether we could see the full 10 tefachim or not. Need some kind of hacker to be able to see the height of the 10 tefachim. That's the requirement that he has. And if that's true, then it'll be a difference between the lower and the higher. The lower is roya pnei asara, so it's considered a mechitza for the lower chatzar. But the elyoina, not. The roya is the top chatzar is not roya pnei asara. You can't see the 10 tefachim over there. And therefore, it's not considered a mechitza for him. So what just happened over here now is something which is similar to the Iker Sugi that we've been seeing the last couple of weeks, that you could have a split, that you could have a one-sided mechitza for you, not for you. Right?
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing over here. We're saying Rav Chizda, his din concerning when you have mechitza, chamisha gidin, and chamisha mechitza, whether it has a din mechitza or not, it'll depend on which side you're on. The lower side, it's considered a mechitza. A top side, is not considered a mechitza. Now, let's see the Rashi at this point. Zok Rashi. Moed Rav Chizda b'tachtoino. Rav Chizda agrees by the, concerning the bottom chotzer, the legabo havi mechitza, Zok Rashi. Concerning the bottom one, he agrees that it has a din of mechitza. Aval gabal yoyino, only concerning the tap chotzer lav mechitza hi. She'ena roya es pnei asor lo mechitzoso. The tap chotzer doesn't view, the view of the full 10 tefachim is not in view of the tap chotzer. Now Rashi speaks like this. We know that if you have kula gidud of 10, it is good. So why is that better? Where do you have the roya pnei asara if you have a machitza full of gidur, Rashi says like this: Ve'i have your kul be gidur. However, if it would have been full gidur, shaper domi, then it is good. Mishum de mishtamsho lehedya ad seif hagidur, because if you have a total gidur, that the second, the higher chos is 10 tefachim above. So on that Rashi says, then the one on top is Raya Pnei Yisro. Why? Because he uses the chos all the way till the end, to the edge of the cliff over here. V'Raya Goiva Yoyser Al Chaverto Asora. And he sees that he's 10 higher than the bottom one. U'minkra Mechitza also. And it's Minkra Mechitza. Right, so this Rashi explains, the Rashi gives the guidelines. You have to figure out exactly the technicalities over here, how this works. It seems to be from this Rashi that you know, by putting the mechitza, now you not mishtamish to the end. So that's why you can't see. So if you have a mechitza, you know, if you have a gidda dasora, and then you have a mechitza on top, will make things worse. Okay, you have to work things out as far as that's concerned. Rashi gives us the general. The general klal over here, that Rav Chisda's din is that he holds that it has to be like Rashi says, minka mikhitzosa. It has to be nicker to see the joint 10 tefachim together, and that the person on the bottom could always see that, and that's why for him it's good. But for the person on top, if it's a joint gidud and mechitza, it's not roya pnei asor, and that's why it doesn't work. You have to, you know, understand, to work out the technicalities over here.
One of the top's going to need some kind of, something there. What do you call it? A little separation so he doesn't fall down.
So okay, see, but I mean, the avada, the halacha is, right, you know, whether we explain this or not, but once it's gidda ten tefachim, then he's safe, even though you have some kind of mechitz over there. Right? That right? You want to know, like, why is he? You know, he's working without the mechitza. You know, it's dangerous. Okay.
No, not that. No, you know? He doesn't. He's not roya. No, what? I don't care about.
He's not going to get to the end.
He's not going to roya. He's not going to. He's not going to, unless he goes there and looks down.
Well, okay. I mean, I don't know. Rashi says that he's mishtamis to the end.
Yeah.
Right. You know, basically.
Yeah.
Right. Akoponim. Okay. So that's so Rashi just explained to us that. What Rav Chisda, I think Mora says, what does it mean Rav Chisda is Moide, and why he's Moide, and how the problem that he has with El Yoina is only when there's partial mechitza here. But if it's total gidud, that's what Rashi comes to explain over here, that you don't have the problem here. And that's why total gidud is definitely, it's a mechitza even concerning El Yoina. Now, let's hear what we accomplished, right, as far as the halacha is concerned. The Mora's question was that this braisa says that if you have gidur chamisha, mechitza chamisha, the halacha is that it's ma'arvin shnayim e'im ma'arvin echad. The braisa thing that we viewed as mechitza. The Gemara's answer was, Omar Rava, moed Rav Chisda, that it's considered a mechitza for the bottom one, not for the top one. So the obvious question that you have to ask over here is that's not sufficient to answer the question, because the braisa says regarding the top one also that it's ma'arvin echad, it's ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad. The braisa seems to say that has a din of a mechitza even concerning the top. So that's the Gemara's kasha right now. If so, the Gemara asks like this: tachtoina ta'arv shnayim v'lo ta'arv echad, that this part of the halacha makes sense, that the tachtoina has to be ma'arav shnaim and can't be ma'arav echad. That's the halacha that says in the braisa. We understand that because it has a din of mechitza for the tachtoina. However, el yoina, but the top one, loy ta'arav, loy echad, v'loy shnaim. But the el yoina, being that it's not considered a mechitza for the el yoina, so the el yoina can't be ma'arav by itself. But to be ma'arv with the tachtoina also not, because the tachtoina can't be ma'arv with it, because concerning the tachtoina there's mechitza. So the halacha should have been concerning the elyoina, that the elyoina is stuck. Lo ta'arv, lo yechav, lo shnayim. Can't do anything. Now the braisa says that the elyoina has the same bin as the tachtoina. The halacha is ma'arv nechad ve'im ma'arv shnayim. So the Gemara is asking that we're not accomplishing answering the question by saying this. This braisa seems to be saying that it has a din of a mechitza. And that the more answers, or Rav Chisda is moide v'miktas. He's partially moide that it has din of a mechitza for the tachtaina. Well, frak the Gemara, if that's true, so then there should be a difference in din between the tachtaina and the alyoina. And but the braisa doesn't make a difference. That's what the Gemara is asking now. Right? So the way you read the Gemara over here is a little tricky. That line is there's nothing wrong with that line. That's the loch in the braise. It's as if it would say a bishlomo, right? That this is taka good, right? This is the halacha of the tachtoina. So you gain, right? You explain the din of the tachtoina, how that stems with Rav Chisda. However, the din of the alyoina is going to be shver according to what you're saying. Alyoina loy tarav lo yechav lo shnayim. That's the Gemara's kasha. Let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi Tachtoino Shrei Ta'arif Zok Rashi Kloima La'atzmo Ta'arif Dureho, that the bottom chotzer will have to be Ma'arif by itself. Trey. Well, the Girsin Ogimor is Ta'arif Shnai, right? It's actually a little different, right? That means separate. La'atzma ta'arav di'ureh, v'loim al-yoyna, not with the top one. Share mechitz b'neim, because the mechitz is between them. We just said that Rav Chisda is moedet, that is the mechitz, that we understand. Avl al-yoyna, however, the top one, afilu la'atzma asura, it should be, that the al-yoyna should not be able to be ma'arav at all. Notice that in the Brais, it says that you can't be ma'arav with the other one. That's true, but afila atzma you shouldn't be able to marv. Why should tachtoina oisrosa? The bottom chotzer will answer on the top chotzer. She'en kan mechitza. That there's no mechitza. We just said that Rav Chisda is not mitzdaf. That's concerning the top one. So there's no mechitza. So the bottom it's porous to a different another chotzer that'll answer. So the halacha should be it shouldn't be eltim al asma v'loy chad nami ta'arev im tachtoina, and it can't be ma'arev as one with the tachtoina either, even though there's no mechitza between the alyoina and the tachtoina concerning the alyoina. Shrei ein kan pesach, there's no pesach. The legabe tachtoina hakol sosum, that even though there's the top one is open to the bottom, or the bottom one is not open to the top, so the problem of being ma'arav together is from the side of the bottom. There's no pesach over here to join them. Hakol sosum. That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, Omar Rabba Bar Ulo, kigoyin shoyis al yoyin mugufefes ad eser ames. So what we're heading at right over here is that we want to understand how is the halacha that the Elyoina could be ma'arev by itself. That was the question. According to Rav Chisda, that this joint mechitza of Gid Chemisha and Mechitz Chemisha doesn't constitute a mechitza. How could it be ma'arev by itself? So on that, what the Gemara is going to do right now is that the Gemara is going to bring somebody else into the picture. Another piece of the picture that because of that, the Gemara is going to bring a Pesach into the picture, aside from this, and because of the Pesach, that's going to be the basis of the Elyoina being Ma'arev La'atzma. So regardless, there's a Pesach over here. So as far as being Ma'arev La'atzma, it's safe. What the Gidit Chamish and Mechitza Chamisha, that might be soisim the Pesach, right? That's the question over here, right? But definitely you have a Pesach over here which is going to allow you to be ma'arav by yourself, right? So that's what the Gemara is saying. That's why the halacha over here is going to be that the yoyne could be ma'arav by itself. That's what the Gemara says. Mugufefes ad eser ames, which means like this, right? We have the picture over here. You have the two levels. Right, so we were thinking until now that this is five tefachim above the bottom one, and we were picturing that along this whole side there's a five tefachim mechitza. That's what we were assuming until now. Right now, if that's the halacha, So being that it doesn't constitute a mechitza for the Elyayna, so the Elyayna should not be able to be ma'ariv, not with that, and not by itself. That was the Gemara's kasha. And that the Gemara says that the case over here is talking about that actually on the sides, from the beginning of this, this side of the, there's a gifufim. That means we have posts on either side over here, and these posts are by themselves ten tefachim high, and they're leaving an opening between them within 10 amis, and in that opening at 10 amis, that's where this 5 tefachim mechitza is. Right, so that means that we have a real Pesach over here. In the opening of the Pesach, that's where we have the 5 tefachim mechitza. And that's where the question over here is, the tziruf. That's what we need to talk about, the tziruf. Is the gidl chamisha and mechitza chamisha mitztarif or not? If it would be mitztarif, then there would be mavatal, there would be sois in the Pesach. Then there will be no Pesach here. There will be only mechitza.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the issue over here in this braisa. So the way the Gemara wanted to learn the braisa originally, not like Rav Chisda, I mean, according to this. So if the halacha would be that it's mitztaref totally, even the gabed al yoyna, so what would be is that true that you have a Pesach over here, but now that being that in the Pesach you have a gidat chamisha and a mechitz chamisha, if you would have held that it's mitztaref, that would be seis in the Pesach, and that would give me this halacha over here that you can't utilize the Pesach like I mentioned before. Generally, would allow me to have the option either alone or with the other chotzer. If you seis in the Pesach, then you lose the option of the other one, and you have to do it by yourself. So, as far as we're concerned right now, what we're talking about is like this. The question was that if Rav Chisda holds that it's not mitzvah for the Elyona, so as far as the Elyona is concerned, it's parts to the Tachtoina, so why could it even be ma'ariz by itself? And for the Gemara that we're talking about over here, that regardless of the question that we're dealing with, of the Gidli Chamisha and Mechitza Chamisha, there's a real Pesach over here. It's a real Pesach. So therefore, even if this is not mitzvah, considered as far as the Elyona is concerned, and as if it's not here at all, but the bottom will never answer on the top, since we have a real Pesach here, regardless of this. And that's what the Gemara added over here. Right, so that's why the halacha is that the Elyona could be ma'ariv by itself, because it's a Pesach, right? And a Pesach will close it off, will divide it from the other one, that the other one can't answer.
Can you explain again how you make the Pesach? How'd you make the Pesach?
See, you have the two levels,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, you have the two levels over here. Yeah. So what we did was that at each end we built, we put boards which are 10 tefachim high, which constitute a right, and over here. Right?
I see.
That's what we added to the picture over here, right? Because till this point of the Gemara, we thought that the whole side or has this short 5 tefachim mechitza. If that's what it would be, and Rav Chisda holds that mechitza is not mitzvah, doesn't have to do with mechitza, so then as far as looking, you're porous to the bottom one. If you're porous to the bottom, how could you be ma'arav by yourself? What's separating you from the bottom? The answer is that there's a Pesach here. Aside from that, there's a real Pesach going on over here. So that Pesach I could utilize as a mechitza, that I'm to separate me from the bottom, to allow me to be ma'ariv by myself. Right? The question is, could I be? But as far as the person, I also have the option of being ma'ariv with that person. That's the issue. That's the issue over here. Right? So what we have over here is like this. Right? So at this point of the Gemara, what it would seem to be is that we just made a Pesach, we added a Pesach into the picture, and that's what it's going to help us over here. That's why the halacha is that the Elyona could be ma'ariv by itself. Nothing Gemara says. Okay, fine. Okay, so let's see the Rashi over here. Rashi bim gufefes. Zakrashi is mechitza asora al hagidud Ad eser amesim tzois. What you have is that starting from each end, right? You have a full 10 tfachim high mechitza. It comes together till an opening of 10 amos, which is the sheer Pesach. Ad eser amos in tzois, right? Till those that middle 10 amos over there. Sheinuchu ke'ein Pesach. He left that open like a Pesach. And didn't continue building that mechitza all the way, the 10 tefachim high mechitza to close off that area. Elo mechitza chamisha. There was a mechitza over there, but lower. A mechitza chamisha continued in that area. The hagidit chamisha, and over there, that's where you have the gidit chamisha. Hilkoch. That's why the halacha is shtein ma'arvas la'atzmon. That's why, regardless, there's no problem of the two chatzeis being ma'arv by themselves individually. And no one is going to ask around the other one to prevent it from being ma'ar by itself. Concerning the tachtoina, we just said moed rav huna, that it's mistarif, so that the gidd chamisha mechitz chamisha acts as a real steam concerning the bottom one. So definitely the bottom one could be ma'ar by themselves. That's what we understood until now. However, and as far as the Oyoina, why could the Oyoina be ma'ar by itself? Mechitza upischahi. As far as the Oyoina is concerned, there's a Pesach that we have between them. And a Pesach constitutes, like we said, and if you would like to use it as a mechitza, it'll constitute a mechitza to your benefit. And in this situation, that's the basis of allowing the Elyona to be ma'ar by itself, because there is a Torah's mechitza, which is here because of the Pesach, which we just were mechadish in the case. Miu ki adad le motzi ma'arvi. However, together they can't. Mishum d'abitach toyin akol sosum. The reason why they can't be ma'arv together really has to do with the fact that it's mitztarif to the tachtonis, hakol sosim. The Pesach that is over there, we said that the stima really is not a stima as far as the yoyin is concerned. So the yoyin really has a Pesach as far as he's concerned. Pesach usually gives you the option to be ma'arv with the other one. But over here, being that klape the bottom one, it's mitztarif, moed rav huna, the tachtonis, it's mitztarif. So being that we have that stima, so that's why the halacha is that they can't be ma'arif together. So that's how the Gemara explains over here how you could have such halachim that each one's ma'arif could be ma'arif by itself, even though the tziruf of gidit and mechitza is only a tziruf concerning the tachtoina. So that only helps the tachtoina to remain separate. What's making the Yoyna remain separate, allowing it to make its own error, is the fact that there happens to be Gifufi over here, which we're added into the case, that there's a Pesach aside from this. So far this part of the Brayis is good. The Gemara continues, Ihoch Yei Maseifa. If this is so the next part of the Brayis, a difficulty is going to arise. Ihoch Yei Maseifa, Pochos Mikan, Ma'arvin Echod, Ve'ein Ma'arvin Shnayim. This was the Sefer the Braisa, Pochos Mikan, that if you have less than 10 Tfachim, the halacha is Ma'arvin Echod, Ve'ein Ma'arvin Shnayim. You must be Ma'arv together, and Ein Ma'arvin Shnayim. Now, the way we originally learned the Braisa, that all the whole separation that you have over here is just just, you know, this split level, this chamisha and chamisha. So if it's less than 10, sure, you have no mechitza, one's open to the next. That's why the halacha would be, that's ma'avin echa ve'im ma'avin sham, because there's no separation. They're open to each other. Limor is asking, but according to what we're saying now, that we just created a Pesach over here, and that's what we just, so affecting mora, the halacha should be ibayit harif, why is the halach, the Brisa says, that you can only ma'arif together and keep ma'arif separate? We just added into the case that there's a Pesach over here. If there's a Pesach, so Pesach itself should constitute a mechitza to allow us to be ma'ariv separate. That's really what it's doing. That's how we explain how the Elyon in the previous case could be ma'ariv because of the Pesach. So over here, I mean, the Pesach is the same Pesach. What just changed was that mechitza in the open Pesach area, that gidded, that we just changed that you don't have the 10 tefachim over there, so you don't have that stima. There's not a stima even the guy by tachton, but the Pesach is still here. So why aren't we dealing with as a din of a Pesach? The din of a Pesach is that you can marry either together or separate.
Right.
No reason why not. At this point that we're thinking the case is right. that the tachton is the same width. So that's Mara's question. If it's so, like you're saying, that the case is talking about that it's gifufa, and then there's a Pesach here, aside from the question of the chamish and chamisha. So the din of the seifa, halacha should be, you should have the choice to ma'arv either together or separate. Omar Rabba, Breder of, Okagan Shnifasa Tachton, Bemilu Lo Yoinam. And that Gemara says we have to make another adjustment to the case. That's why it's a little complicated, or we have to follow what we're saying. So what we need to do is, in order to explain why the halacha in this situation is that you could only be ma'arav echad, what we need to do is we need to take away the din Pesach from the tachtayna. Right? If we take away the din Pesach from the tachtayna, now as far as the tachtayna is concerned, there's no separation at all. Right? So then that'll be the reason why the tachtayna can't be ma'arav by itself. So the Mara says that we're talking about nifritz ha-tachtayna b'milu alal yoinam. That we're talking about where the tachtayna is narrower. So the Pesach that we were discussing, that the Elyona has, because it has the Gifufe, right? So that opening is considered Pesach for Elyona. But we're talking about the Tachtayna is narrower. So the Gifufe, right, out of the Tachtayna. The Tachtayna opens straight into that open area where the Pesach is. That's what we mentioned before. One of the conditions of a Pesach is that you need to have Gifufe. Even if you're within 10 Amis, but if your paras b'miluah, if the entire side is open, that's not going to function as a Pesach. That's what Gemara says. We're talking about a case where the tachtayna is narrower. Okay, so you have the case of a whole lot of different pieces to the case. It's talking about a two level of the two chatzeres. Right? The top one has a Pesach over here, a proper full 10 tefachim around. In the 10 amis, in between that Pesach, that's where we have the gifufe, the gidud and the mechitza. The bottom chotzer that we're talking about is a narrow chotzer. So the bottom chotzer opens straight into the open area, the Pesach of the Elyona. So that's why it doesn't benefit from the Pesach. So the Mara says, being that the tachtoni can't benefit from the Pesach, so in the case when the pochus mikan, you don't have a total of 10 tefachim, even though we said that everyone holds, even Chizah holds, that it is mitzvah, but of course only mitzvah if you have the shir. If you don't have 10 tefachim, so you don't have your mechitzas. That's why in this case over here, as far as the tachtayna is concerned, there's nothing separating between it and the top one. That's why it can't be ma'ariv. It can't be ma'ariv by itself. It can only be ma'ariv separate. So what we have over here.
What's the case again?
Just five and five? We're talking about pochus. It's 5 and 4, let's say. Okay. Right? So that's not constituting a mechitza. So the bottom chotzer has nothing separating between it and the top chotzer. So that's why the bottom chotzer only has one option to be ma'arif together with the top chotzer.
Even though the price says chemisha?
No, the Brisa says pochus mikan, right? That is the safe way. The safe says pochus mikan if it's not a full chamisha, okay. Right? That's what we're going on right now. So that's why the halacha is. So that's what the Gemara is explaining right now. So that's why the din is. The question was that if we're talking about there's gifufei, we thought that there's a Pesach. We thought that the Pesach will work for both sides, so the tachtoina should be able to be ma'arv la'atzma. The Pesach will act as its mechitza. I don't need the 10 tefachim in between. I have a Pesach and the Pesach itself. The Pesach, it doesn't help for the tachtayna because it's part of the milua. The tachtayna is narrower. So being that the Pesach doesn't help for the tachtoina at all. And we're talking about that it's pochus mikan. So there's nothing over here to separate the tachtoina from the elyona. So the tachtoina's only way to be ma'arv is together with elyona. That's why the halacha is it's ma'arv echad. The tachtoina ve'en ma'arv shnayim. However, fact the gemara this was still not totally explained over here. Ihochi, tachtoino chad ta'arev, treloi ta'arev. And that Gemara asks, true, you accomplished, and you understand now what the halacha of the tachtoino is, that it has to be ma'arev by... It has to be ma'arev chad, together with the tap, treloi ta'arev, it can't be ma'arev separate. However, elyoino, iboi trei ta'arev, iboi chad ta'arev, but the elyoino, that's still shver. Why is the halacha that pochus mikan? The Braisa seems to be talking about both. Both chatzeris, the halachas, you have to be ma'arv jointly because you don't have any mechitz in between. So you have to be ma'arv jointly, you can't be ma'arv separately. Fracting Gemara, that now that we said that there's gifufil al yoin and there's a mechitz over here, fine, we capture the mechitz doesn't help for the tachtaina, but it definitely is helping for al yoin. So in this case, over here, pochos mikan, the al yoin should always have the option to be ma'arv by itself since it has a pesach over here. And that Gemara says in Ochanami, you're right. And that Gemara has to be madchik and say that you're right. The only way to get around the shaila is to explain that the halacha that the Braisa says that yimarv echa yimarv shnayim was only talking to the tachtoina. But in truth, the elyoina, being that like we explained, is talking about that there's a pesach over here. So the elyoina always has the option to be ma'arav by itself. So that's how the Gemara comes out over here. The Gemara is working very hard to adjust this price in order to shtim with Rav Chisda's din. Now, if you see in Hemshech HaGemara, the Gemara brings a machlekes about this. Dorish Merema, Gidil Chamisha, Mechitz Chamisha, it's Yem, it's Tarif. And the Gemara comes out that's the halacha, that halacha isn't Tarif. And according to that, obviously, the Braisa is much simpler. Right, but the point that we were trying to focus on today was to work out this braisa, having more confusing piece of Gemara. But if you go through it slowly and piece by piece, we see how the braisa works out. Okay.